every day more Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. A water torture of dripping tweets, outrageous declarations, petulant tantrums. It's never ending, constantly updated, and always more crazed. Yesterday, he labeled the Danish Prime Minister a nasty woman for treating him badly by refusing to negotiate a real estate deal to buy Greenland. Then he canceled a state visit to the land of Hamlet. Kim Jong-un is busy across the Pacific testing intermediate missiles. But that's no big deal, he tells the Japanese, who are strangely troubled by their nuclear neighbor. The big deal was Greenland. Now he's calling himself the chosen one in his dealings with China, the Lion of Judah and the King of Israel in the Middle East, the God King here on earth. Let the nations of the planet tremble. He is the second coming. Irritating, and he will breathe fire on your people. Try to reason with him, and he will raise your tariffs. If the entire world is plunged into a new recession, so be it. Mighty is his will, and terrible is his wrath. He no longer has or needs advisors, so great is his intellect. He keeps an army of court jesters, mostly in cabinet posts, that he rages at, compliments, ignores, and eventually fires. If and when he resorts to having them executed, his followers will cheer heartily. These are the best of times. These are the worst of times. These are quintessentially Trump times. Madness rules the kingdom and all semblance of order has been banished. What does it matter if we are thrown into chaos, what we want, what we expect, what we seemingly demand are daily plot twists that hold our collective interests? Crazy? Not if it boosts the ratings. Insane? Not if every waking hour Trump holds our attention. Some say we should invoke the 25th Amendment. Remove the madman from office before he does more harm than what he has wrought already. You know, and I do too, we're the madmen. We're the crazy. We're the hopelessly insane. We tune into this the way we hunger for a good catastrophe. TV cameras focus 24/7 on the dead, the victims, the carnage. And then we move on to the next mass killing, the next hurricane, the next flood, the next car pileup, the coming pandemic, the future economic crash. When life has become a reality show, you definitely need a good narrator. Man in Georgia, man in heaven, always being treated this way, always being treated this way.